his judgments. And small. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord God Almighty has claimed his kingdom. Rejoice and triumph and give him praise. The time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a few of our announcements. I know Tim has one. I think Steve wanted to mention something, so we'll let them arm wrestle to see who goes first. Steve wins.
Good morning, everyone. Just a thank you to everyone who helped out at the Brassroots concert on Halloween night, Friday. It was very, very successful. We were a little nervous about it, but we thanked the parishioners who came forward to help with the door and ushering. If any of you are interested in doing that for any of the special concerts, please get in touch with me by email or through the office, and we'd love to have some more helping hands from the congregation to assist us at the special concerts and things. And you get into the concert for free, so it's a good deal. Also, just a heads up that this coming weekend, Paul Gramble, Katie Clark, and I are doing a very special presentation over at the Church of the Epiphany Hall. And if you're interested in that, it's a musical theatrical thing, and we're very proud of it. So if you'd like more information, come and see one of us after the service today. Over to you, Tim.
Thanks.
They practiced this.
It seems like it's just 2 weeks ago I came to church wearing shorts and a golf shirt, my Birkenstocks without socks. And now here we are. It's getting to be that time of year where we need to help some people who are not as fortunate as we are. We are again collecting warm hats, scarves, gloves into the blue boxes at both entrances of the church, and they will be distributed to my sister's place and the men's mission. So if you can find some things around the house that you could donate, that's fine. If you happen to be in a store that has some on sale, that's fine too. Thank you very much.
In the life of the church, All Saints' Tide is one of my favorite seasons. It's three special days. One is very much taken up by society, and that's All Hallows' Eve, or Halloween. But what we're doing today is the other two bits of that. And this service, we're celebrating All Saints' Day, which is a remembrance of the saints who have gone before us, giving thanks for their witness and their stories. And this evening at 7 o'clock is when we celebrate All Souls' Day. This morning, it's going to be a joyous, uplifting time where we remember the saints. This evening is a quiet, contemplative, and mournful time. You'll be invited to come forward and light candles for those that you still miss who have gone on to their heavenly reward. Society around us doesn't allow us space or time to grieve. I remember when I lost my mom, one person said to me, well, you don't need bereavement leave because you're a minister and you know she's in heaven, so no time off for you. Yeah, that did not make me happy. Those things we carry with us, and it's okay. The service tonight is a time where we're able to remember and recall that. And so if you'd like to have a name of a loved one who's passed away read aloud at that service and remembered, there's a sign-up sheet over by the door right near Elaine who can show you where it's at. So please write that name there, and that person will be prayed for tonight. It's one of my favorite services of the year, so if you can make it, please do come tonight. With that, let us lift up our hearts and our voices. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Almighty God, those whose people are knit together in one holy church, the mystical body of your Son, grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Scripture.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope in Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promise of the Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head of all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The earth is the Lord's, and all that is in it, the world and all who dwell therein.
For it is God who founded it upon the seas, and made it firm upon the rivers of the
who can ascend the hill of the Lord? And who can stand in the holy place of God?
Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not pledged themselves to falsehood, nor sworn by what is a
they shall receive a blessing from the Lord and a just reward from the God of their salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek you, of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors, and the one who reigns in glory shall come in.
Who is this glorious one? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, O lift them high, O everlasting doors, and the one who reigns in glory shall come in.
Who is this glorious one? The Lord of hosts, the Lord who reigns in glory.
With you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on the account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I think many of you are getting to know me pretty well by now, and you know that I'm a huge nerd. And I've also preached that Heather and I have given up our streaming services, so we don't have Amazon Prime or Netflix or Disney Plus, and so we didn't have any way to watch the Jays game yesterday. Now, this wouldn't be a problem because sports ball is not really a thing that we do, but I found myself at midnight holding my phone with a live feed. Not a live stream, a live feed, which is just the numbers of the score of the Jays game. And so I was sitting waiting for it to refresh. Runs 4-4. One ball. One strike. Then the internet went down. And I'm sitting there waiting. And I'm feeling my anticipation grow. And I'm thinking to myself, come on, God. Come on, just help them win this one. They've got to get it. And then I thought to myself, Michael, you've literally stood in this exact spot and preached that God doesn't care about sports games. And here I am praying that the Jays win. This morning, we had a lighter turnout at the 8:30 service, and Tim said maybe it was because they were mad at God for the loss. And I thought, well, maybe God was mad at us for not showing up at church. I couldn't believe that I found myself in a position where I was praying for a sports team that I barely watch to win the World Series. And I cared about it a great deal. For some reason, it seemed to me that our ability to throw a ball and hit it with a stick was tied up with so much more, especially with everything that is happening in the political world. It seemed like it was the justification for us to be a country so that we could say to President Trump, ha, we won the World Series. I put way more into this game than I ever thought possible. And that's me, someone who doesn't even watch stuff. I was looking at a screen of numbers tick by, and I had put that much into it. Couldn't believe it. And I watched one of the live tweets come by that said, if this pitch is made, this person, I can't remember the name because sports ball, but I was right there with it, would be the MVP of the whole series. And I thought, yeah, MVP of the whole series. He's going to do it for sure. And it made me think a little bit about what today is all about. Today is All Saints Day. And it's when the church celebrates our MVPs. Now, in places around the world, I am sure there are sermons being preached that, well, God loves us, which is why we defeated the Canadian team. And I'm sure there's places in Canada that is preaching, if you prayed harder, the Jays might have done it. And it's tempting, right? There's a sense that if God loves us, we'll get the things that we want. We'll have it the way that we go. There's a name for this. It's called the prosperity gospel. that if God loves you tons, you'll get the things that you want. And since I've got all this cool stuff, clearly God loves me more than you. So be more like me. There's messages out there like that. But then we have the gospel reading today. The gospel reading is the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who are poor. Blessed are those who are hungry. Blessed are those who are reviled. That doesn't sound like a God who is cheering for one team or the other. Sounds like a God who recognizes that things in life are not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be smooth sailing and no choppy waters. It's not always going to be home run after home run. But it's especially when things are difficult, when things are hard, that holding the faith matters so much more. We don't celebrate people like St. James or St. Augustine or St. Irenaeus or any of the long multitude of saints that we have. I've got a red book full of saints about this big that I was going to bring as a prop, but I forgot it in my office. We've got tons of saints that we remember, and most of them have a story about life being tough and difficult and holding the faith in the midst of it. The word saint comes from the Latin word sanctus, which means holy, to sanctify. These people that we hold up as our MVPs of life aren't there because of their own greatness, but because in a special way, in a unique way, in a powerful way, they reflected the love and grace of God into a world that was so desperately in need of it. That's what All Saints Day is all about. We celebrate those who the church recognizes who have done this. But we also celebrate those in our life who led us to the faith that we have, who invited us to church, who have showed us that not every church is full of people that condemn or hate. We recognize that faith leads us all in different paths, in different ways. But God shines through all of those people. And with fear and trepidation, we recognize that God might shine through us to others as well. All Saints Day is a day where we recognize that it's not all about us. It's about God who works through us and through the world around us and through others to bring healing and hope and light and mercy into a world that often is in sore need of it. We don't become justified because we can throw a ball or hit it with a stick better than others. We don't become justified because we're morally superior or righteous. We don't become justified because of anything that we do. We recognize that our value comes from God, that God loves each and every one of us who is sitting in this building as much as God loves everyone who will never grace these doors. All Saints Day is a day when we hold up those of us who can reflect the light of God a little bit more into this dark world. And we are inspired by them so that maybe we can do the same for others. Amen. Having heard the word of God spoken to us in Holy Scripture, reflecting on what it might mean for us today, let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, in the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Please join in the prayers of the people with the following response. Sing to the Lord a new song. Lord of life, you light your people with a vision of your celestial city. Inspire your church by the lives of your saints. Make us holy as you are holy. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Let the faithful rejoice.
Lord of life, you raise our hopes and dreams and challenge us to follow them. Inspire leaders to reach beyond the limits of convention and the status quo. Make us joyful as you are joyful. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Let the faithful rejoice.
Lord of life, you spread before us a banquet of your love. Inspire us to share the fruits of your bounty. Make us gracious as you are gracious. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Let the faithful rejoice.
Lord of life, you bring an end to pain and suffering. Inspire us to work for the relief of need and to comfort the distressed. Make us compassionate as you are compassionate. Today we pray especially for Scott, Cheryl, Brian, Gail, Jovia, Andrew, Ian, John, Christine, Charles, Rose, Michelle, and Carolyn. Today we also remember all who have gone before us in faith and whose lives are now hidden with Christ in God. We especially remember the recent passing of our brother Dan Hammond and the gift of his life. Lord of life, you wipe away our tears and proclaim that the sting of death is no more. Inspire us to long for your eternity. Make us live as you both live and reign in glory. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Let the faithful rejoice.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy and mighty God, we give you thanks for the triumph of Christ in the lives of all his saints. Receive all we offer you this day and help us, like them, to run our course with faith, that we may come to your eternal kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, for the gift of a world full of wonder, and for our life which comes from you. By your power you sustain the universe. You created us to love you with all our heart and to love each other as ourselves. But we rebel against you by the evil that we do. In Jesus, your Son, you bring healing to our world and gather us into one great family. Therefore, with all who have served you on earth and in heaven, we praise your wonderful name as we sing. Thanks and praise, loving Father, because in sending Jesus, your Son, to us, you show us how much you love us. He cares for the poor and the hungry. He suffers with the sick and the rejected. Betrayed and forsaken, he did not strike back, but overcame hatred with love. On the cross, he defeated the power of sin and death. By raising him from the dead, you show us the power of your love to bring new life to all your people. On the night before he gave up his life for us, Jesus, at supper with his friends, took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which is given for you." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, gave it to his friends, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which is shed for you and for many, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." gracious God, with this bread and wine we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus, and we offer ourselves to you in him. Send your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts, that we may know the presence of Jesus in the breaking of the bread, and share in the life of the family of your children. Father, you call us to be your servants. Fill us with the courage and love of Jesus, that all the world may gather in joy at the table of your kingdom. We sing your praise, Almighty Father, through Jesus our Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, God of promise, you prepare a banquet for us in the kingdom. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thank you. Let us pray. Lord of hosts, we praise you for the glory reflected in your saints. May we who share at this table be filled with the joy of your eternal kingdom, where Jesus is Lord now and forever.
Amen.
Please stand. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close. but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.